The Libyan city of Benghazi has for a third day witnessed heavy clashes between armed youths who are said to be pro-government and Islamist militias. At least a dozen people are said to have been killed since the fighting began. After months of witnesses, testimonies and much speculation, the final arguments in the trial of Oscar Pistorius were heard today. Here's the sentence prosecutor Harry Nell is hoping for.
The minimum term that society will be happy with will be a 10 years imprisonment sentence. This is a serious matter. The negligence borders on intent. 10 years is the minimum.
Unsurprisingly, Pistorius's lawyer, Barry Rue, wants a very different outcome.
Serious regard should be given to a community-based sentence, to restorative justice, and to strive to assist, not in a healing process, but at least to put some patches on the pain. And we ask the court to consider that in context.
The Paralympian will now have to wait until Tuesday to learn of his fate. Still no sign of the former leader of Madagascar, Marc Ravalomanana, days after he was whisked away on his return home after 5 years in exile. His wife, Lalao, has called for the country to rise up to free Madagascar from what she describes as torture. Now, 2021 may seem a long way off to start thinking about Uganda's presidential hopes, but not for a youth group in Uganda, who've already leapt out the starting block. They want the presidential baton passed on from father to son. In short, for President Museveni's son, Brigadier Muhuzi, to step up and step in. The BBC's Catherine Biaruhanga asked the group leader, Raymond Musima, why.
This country cannot go to a try and error. Presidency is about someone having the caliber, the stature, the experience, the knowledge of leading a people in a time like this. And given this youthful generation, a man like Brigadier Muhoozi can lead this country forward. We believe he can, and we ask why not.